Tensions remain high across the whole Mideast region as civil strife continues in Syria. A Syrian rights group is reporting government warplanes have attacked a rebel-held town in the latest setback to efforts to secure a ceasefire during a Muslim holiday that begins this week. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley has the latest.
Government airstrikes targeted Maret al-Numan, a town that rebels seized earlier this month. They've effectively cut a highway which links the capital Damascus with Syria's northern financial hub of Aleppo. It's also understood that Syrian forces battled government troops holed up in a nearby military base that's been under rebel siege for several days. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that neither the government nor rebel forces appear to be making any preparations to adopt a ceasefire during the Eid al-Adha holiday, which begins Friday. The idea was proposed by the International Peace Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi. Across the border, the recent spate of insecurity and growing tensions in Lebanon has forced the United Nations Refugee Agency to temporarily halt the registration of Syrian refugees in the country. Melissa Fleming is from UNHCR.
For the time being, we have no plans to change how we operate inside Lebanon. There's just been this temporary halt of registration that we hope will resume very soon. What the refugees tell us in Lebanon, none of them are living in refugee camps. They're living in local communities, and they are struggling to make ends meet because they do live on the open economy, and they complain of high prices. It has been 4 weeks since we launched the Syria Regional Response Plan, and we're only about one-third funded.
UNHCR says the number of Syrian refugees now in Lebanon has reached over 100,000, with more than 5,000 registered last week alone. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.